Extreme sports, games that push traditional and not-so-traditional sports to dangerous levels, are popular recreational activities with the world's younger generations. But in Russia, extreme driving isn't just for entertainment, it's a matter of survival. Denis Levkovich reports from Moscow.
Driving in Russia is a daily challenge. The roads are full of obstacles, potholes, protruding manhole covers, you name it. There are painted lines down the middle of the street, but they're often simply ignored. To avoid a crowded lane, Moscovites will drive on the wrong side of the street or even take to the sidewalk. It's a driver's hell, and you've got to be one hell of a driver to survive. Perhaps that's why more and more Russians are joining so-called extreme driving schools. At an abandoned airfield just 5 miles from the Kremlin, a dozen or so cars are circling around orange cones, accelerating, then stopping suddenly. Just one of the lessons taught at Moscow's higher school of driving. Head instructor Alexander Nikolaev takes one look at my perfectly ordinary car and offers to show me just what it can do. In a moment, my 10-year-old station wagon becomes a NASCAR racer. We're speeding on a freshly frozen stretch of Moscow tarmac when Alexander suddenly spins the steering wheel to the right and jerks up the handbrake. The car slides sideways and then turns 180 degrees. Before I know it, we're moving in the opposite direction.
There is no secret here. All the stunts they show in the movies are executed by our first graders. The so-called police turn, which you can see in almost any movie car chase, is a simple sequence. Decelerate, release the pedal, turn the steering wheel all the way, pull the handbrake, and wait for the laws of physics to do the rest. Easy.
The brains behind this operation is Professor Tsigankov. He invented the training method and has turned it into quite a successful business. His office is like any other manager's workspace, with one notable exception. My host's chair is nothing but a racing car seat, complete with safety restraints.
In the fast developing new Russia, people are counting money. Cars are expensive, $30,000 to $50,000. So a small amount of damage could run to about $3,000 in repairs. It's much cheaper to pay a few hundred dollars for training.
No wonder the school is so popular. A full course costs you as little as $360. A bargain, especially when you consider that there is no car insurance as such in Russia. The latest statistics provided to Common Ground by the Office of Russian Traffic Police show that over 10% of newly qualified Russian drivers get into an accident in their first year on the road. The problem, according to Professor Tsigankov, is that Russian driving schools are teaching students how to get around in a world where everyone else is sticking to the rules of the road. But he says that's not how the accidents happen. And no basic driving school will teach you real-world survival tactics.
What driving school prepares you for is to pass a basic test, a few simple exercises such as a U-turn, parking, a short ride with an examiner. In return, you receive nothing more than a right to operate a vehicle. Don't kid yourself. You're not getting any real skills there. You'll get them on the street, sometimes on your way to an emergency room.
Back at the track, new recruits are eager to learn a few survival tips. They come in their own vehicles and receive instructions by radio. The small risk of scratching a fender here is apparently well worth the lesson learned about how to avoid something much worse on the unforgiving streets of Moscow. For Common Ground, I'm Denis Levkovich in Moscow.